Ooh. Talk your shit. Talk your shit. Ease mental notes. Oh. What? Talk your shit. Hey. Talk. Hey. They what?
They wanna know.
Who's that girl? Hey. Yeah. Say what? That's me. Hey. Nigga, what? What's good? What's up, y'all? First, I want to say, rest easy. Oh, rest easy, Nipsey. Prayers go out to his family. Miss Lauren, prayers go out to you and your babies. It was just such a dreary day today. Like, I don't know. And then it was just all on Instagram, all on Facebook. But it was like, it was well needed. And then I seen a post earlier this morning and he said that he owned all his masters. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm about to put that on repeat today for sure. And then I seen a post later on that evening and said, what's that song? Number one? But anyways, it's actually doing really well. But the post, I want to say, the caption was like, when someone shaking my head, like, when someone lay on the celebration when you dead type shit, but no, at the end of the day, that's love, because he owns all his masters, so that means all that money goes to his family. So technically, that's what we're supposed to do, right? That's what you're supposed to do for artists. You're supposed to show love in the dead. Not necessarily when, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I feel like Nipsey has really, I've started seeing more of Nipsey recently than I have ever seen him, really. And never really listened to his music, but you know, I was rocking him. I was like, oh, y'all cute, cool. But then, you know, when he did pass and I'm listening to his music, I'm like, oh, okay. I fuck with it. Real conscious, real hood. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, straight up LA, like, so what more could you ask for? But it was like, dang, he was doing so much for his community. That's what's crazy. And then you have so much to talk about with, you know, what's really going on. Was it like, you know, a rival gang or was it government? at the end of the day, the government can use anybody to make it look like what it is. So it could look like a gang rivalry, but the government's still getting paid off. At the end of the day, it could still have been, you know, a homie or somebody that he knew or whatever. But when you that, when you moving that much, doing that much, come on now. Why now? Why at this moment then? Come on now. But what's even more interesting is the conversation that people are just having on Facebook or having on social media. It's really sad that no one's coming up with solutions on how to come together as a culture. And when I say as a culture, I mean black people. And when I say black people, I'm talking about my niggas. Because we got to start there. We could be fake and phony with these motherfuckers out there in the world, but to our own people, we can't even really be genuine. That's fucked up. You can't even fake it. That's what's fucked up. You can fake it to some people you don't know, but you can't even fake it to your own people. That's wild. But just really, like, why can't we just come up with solutions instead of just always talking about the problems? Why does it always have to be, you know, I can't believe that person said this? Bro, you don't even know that fucking person. Why are you so angry at this person's status? Focus on what you can control. You feel me? Help direct them into a better way than trying to scowl them or, you know, creating more hate for them. Now you're putting even more negative energy into, you know, a mourning situation. I mean, these are just ease mental notes. I mean, come on now, people. It's me, your girl E. Man. What could the solutions be, though? I think about that all the time. Like, what could the solutions literally be? Like, what could we do to possibly come together? Oh, I don't know. Be nice to one another. Accept one another for who each other is. I mean, stop killing each other. How about that? Why bring negativity to another person? Because you don't even love yourself. So how about we start with that? Black people, love yourself. And I'm saying black people, I'm saying my niggas, love yourself. Because who gonna love you if you don't love yourself for real? You ain't even gonna know what love is. That's a fact. Because people gonna be misusing you and you think that's love and you know damn well. Like, bro, that don't even feel good. That's how love's supposed to feel? Ooh, look how that shit works out. Because you don't even love yourself. Because if you love yourself, you know damn well that don't feel that. Let's see here. Shout out to Ryan Celsius. Yes, man, I love his mixes too. Y'all know I be having these jams. Trying to have a little mellow, but uppity spirit. I mean, I don't want to be down, but, you know, it happens. But, really, what are the solutions, though? I mean, we have a lot of, you know, rappers who do a lot of activist work. Shout out to T.I. for sure. Killer Mike for sure, you know. But is that enough? Like, should the younger generation really be on this? Like, for real? In my opinion, yeah, but you know, some people be like, you know, it ain't my cause. But how is it ain't your cause, but you over here upset, right? You about that gang life. You was ready to die for that gang. That's the type of shit I don't understand. Like, niggas be ready to die for some niggas in the streets. But I ain't even ready to die for they lives in America. They kids' lives. They kids' kids. They kids' kids. You feel me? Their generational lives to come. Like, why wouldn't you want to fight for that? But they do say that Nick Cannon is hopping on that Dr. Sebi film, so documentary. So hopefully he does finish that. But like I said on Facebook, that'd be tight if even Killer Mike hopped on it. David Banner, like, you know, all the conscious rappers, like, why not? Because it's a difference when you saying it. You're telling us what's up, but you're not. If y'all not really telling us, like, this is really what we should be doing, like, because there's no modern day leader. There's no modern day MLK, for real. There's no modern day, like, you know, Malcolm X even. Huey Newton, like, there's nobody who we can really just be like, ooh. Everybody got their own mindset. Can't tell nobody nothing. Everybody wants to do something but not do anything at the same time. It just really makes you sit and think, like, back in the day, people was really sitting there getting spat on. And we sit here on social media crying and shit. Excuse my ice, y'all. I'm a little thirsty. We sit here crying on social media because somebody done said something. Because somebody done said their own opinion. Bro, you're tripping. It's never that deep. This person don't even know you. Never met you. Probably don't even know your real name. I'm confused. So why sit here and be so bent out of shape about, you know? I think the issue is we focus too much on social media. Not enough time around people. Because if we did, then we understand how people really do move and how people move on social media is different. Completely different. I can comment what you think I want to comment. And I truly mean that. But when I'm around you and I'm saying that, I kind of gotta move that way as I'm saying it. Right? This is just easy mental notes, y'all. I'm just talking my shit. I want y'all to talk y'all shit. Like, we just need to just... I wish Facebook and Instagram was set up to where you can talk your shit and people just accept your shit and they can talk their shit and you accept their shit. No judgment, no nothing. Like, that's literally, like, I feel like that's, if social media was like that, we'll be in such a, but social media gotta be that way if only people were that way, and people just ain't that way, you sensitive motherfuckers. Excuse my French. You guys are just making it so hard for people who are just not that sensitive. I'm so sorry, because now people are trying to censor themselves, and I don't want to. I don't. No. Because technically, you're taking the freedom of speech away from people. Plus, you're taking them. Their right to have an opinion, their right to think, their right to feel away. Why can't everybody just accept? It was so interesting. I was online and in the room. Guy from back my hometown, he was talking about how he had to block this chick, or she blocked him, because she was talking about Nipsey, and was talking about how we don't necessarily know, you know, what his life was like in essence. But, you know, I'm so sorry for, you know, Lauren and the baby, you know. And I'm like, but you're not, you know, his issue was that she was married to a white man. And he decided underneath her status say, colonizer. So she bought them. And his whole thing is, you know, once you decide to go outside of your race, you know, therefore you do not have the right to even speak on the black man or, and for me, it's like I understood his point, but then again, it's like, it goes back to how I always feel is her love life ain't got shit to do with you. Just like gay people, it ain't got shit to do with you. That white man can still be down for the black cause. She can still be straight up like pro-black. This white man know I'm a real, you know, pro-black, I love conscious everything. Like, I understand we deserve reparations for whatever. If he loved that, then she's like, fuck it, then he loves that. Why gotta be a color, though? Like, you feel me? If it's like, if we ever gonna be equal, then we gotta be equal all the way around. Like, it shouldn't even matter about that. It should matter about how he is now. Maybe a nigga gotta have a test or something. I don't know. Are you around these people to really understand? But maybe because he felt some type of way, she didn't even, you know. She was just coming across as if, like, you don't know what type of background, you know, what type of people he deals with or something like that. You know what I mean? Everybody else is like, you know, this is Tupac of our generation type shit. Like, bro, what are you talking about, woman? But with the whole race, interracial dating, and it really ain't got shit to do with me. I mean, if someone really loves you, now once you understand and you accept everything around that relationship, because it's sad to say, we are still in that type of society where it's not really all that accepted. So, with that being said, still love who you want to love. Shit. Why not? I'm going to sit here and wait for a black man to really, truly love me. I got to go through every nigga. Boom, 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 boom. Until I find the right one? Or do I just sit there and wait for the right one? And what if he never comes? But this white man, like, he checking for me. He treat me good. But I mean, shit, I ride for my niggas, but my niggas wasn't riding for me. That's 90% of women. I guarantee that is 95% of reason why women date outside of their race. Men, on the other hand, I mean, black girls, black women, they got attitudes. I mean, I've heard it all. I'm just not understanding. I've never not one time heard really a black man say the reason why I date outside of my race is because I cannot find a black woman to love me. No, not one time. I've heard, I want my babies to come out a certain way. Listen, child. And to all my men out there, I'm not bashing y'all. Listen, I'm just some real nigga. Talk real nigga shit. Y'all know this is how it really is. Like, why is we trying to sugarcoat it? Like, people like to tiptoe around it, and when you bring it up, like, that's how dudes are, and men are sometimes. It's never on no, like, yeah. That's fact. Like, that's a fact. Like, yeah. No. Well, shit. Black women, let me do it. Like, bro, but we're not talking about black women at this moment. If we're talking about black men, why can't we necessarily talk about black men and then move on to black women? Why does it always have to be the answer is black women? You just answered me with a black woman. Like, why? Why can't it be, let's talk about what's going on with black men? I had read a post today from somebody from Detroit, and it was really heartfelt, because he was talking about, like, really who protects black men, and, you know, and he talks about how black men protect black women, but nobody protects really black men, and how the hardship of black men in America. And he's 100% right. But the real question is, why don't black men help black men? That's the ultimate problem. Everybody's trying to, like, you know, but black men don't even help black men. Because black men can't even help themselves. This is just these mental notes. You just talking my shit. But when I read it and I just really understood, like, that's the reason why. It's like, y'all don't even got each other's back. Niggas want to be a crabs in a barrel. Like, come on now, why do I have to sit here and look over my shoulder when I'm with my niggas? When did it really turn like that? Like, you know, it just. I guess just in my mind, when I watch movies that depict these times, like how like black people really used to live back in like slavery times and then up to the 60s, you know, and then through integration, you know, segregation and all of that, and like how it was like a community. Like it was never, you never really see too many negative depictions of what was like how it is today, like how you have so much gang violence or you have so much black on black crime and how you have so many black people being against black people like in their own communities. But it could have been, is it maybe because that's all that's around us and that's just what you're trying to do, just on your, in your environment? I'm not saying to go rob any white neighborhoods or anything, but I'm just saying, why would you rob your own? It just always confused me. But it's not even on that level. It's just even on a mental level. People talking to one another. It's literally like, bro, why are you mugging me? Or if, how about if I'm walking past you, sir, and I say hello, and I just keep walking, and you say hey again, and I don't say anything, just accept it, let that shit go. When people ask me like, why can't black, you know, why black women, you know, act like, you know, they can't stand black men sometimes, well, nigga, that's why. Because I said hello and I kept going and you kept hagging me. Not necessarily you, but maybe one out of every four. That's real talk. Because it's a lot of black men and that are be hounding. That, no. Do men know not to do that? Do men understand that that's not? Do men know how to read the signs of a woman simply saying, bro, I'm good? Cause you forcing it, bro. Hey y'all, it's just these mental notes. I mean, what better way to shake it up? Thank you guys so much for riding with me. I fuck with y'all so much. Again, rest easy, Nipsey. We appreciate everything that you have done and the legacy that you have started. I promise it will not go in vain. I promise you that. I think people really understand, like, what's really going on. You know what I mean? Lauren, please stay strong. I hope those weren't gunshots. But I'm pretty sure they are firing off gunshots. This is live action. It's like they heard me, Nipsey. Everybody keep your head up. Look at this more so like, you gotta continue. You gotta do what's best for us. our future, our now. Let's take care of us, our people. Why not? Our communities. Why not? Black men, be there for your black men. Black women can't do it all the time. I love y'all. Peace out.
Check me out.